Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin, and it's the 1st of April. Woohoo, that is not an April Fool's joke. It is, however, my mum's birthday. Happy birthday, Mum. Okay, don't worry, I'll tell her that again in German. And yes, in case you're wondering, I have tried a lot of April Fool's jokes on her over the years, but she seemed to have heard them all by the time I turned up. So all the ones about ladders and tights, etc. I think the only thing that ever worked on her was when I said I'd forgotten to take my maths book in, and I got told off at school. Though I can't really see why she believed that. That never happened. anyway, but that's not what I'm here for. This is now the third day that I've tried to record a boo, but I can't because of the wind. My boo recording time is coming home from school. And I tried yesterday while I was on the way to work as well, but it was just simply too stormy. And I have nothing to shield the microphone really, so I had to throw those attempts away. I just wanted to add a few things. The weekend. I heard Omani blog saying yesterday about how Audio Boom has affected his business. He can't just go and let someone listen to some audio because they have to register first if they don't use his account. And I was thinking, yeah, I do wonder whether Audio Boom haven't shot themselves in the foot here. I mean, it works both ways. But if they make people register just to listen to one piece of audio, just so that they can then go to their clients and say, look, we've got all these registered users, but they may not actually be interested. So that might be a false a statistic as well. Because if they really decide to register just so they can listen to one piece of audio and then they never use the service again, so what have you actually achieved? On the other hand, you've got all these people, and I used to do it as well. If I heard something that I thought, oh, this is very interesting, there's someone giving some guidance on, I don't know, sleeping, or there's something really interesting, or there's something to do with the kids, or this is just really funny, I used to just take the link and email it to someone and say, here, have a listen to that. And that was sort of the word of mouth bit that got people interested, and they may have thought, oh, okay, this is really good, I'll sign up for that. But that they can't do that anymore now. They can't just go on there and listen, because for one listen, where I'm asking them to listen to maybe 2.5 minutes of audio, they have to give up their name and they have to think of yet another username and password. I don't know whether any more information is required. That's actually asking a lot just to listen to one little snippet. So, I do wonder whether that's actually a clever move on Audio Boo's part. I can see they want to report statistics, but they might actually be losing themselves some business here and some future proper registered users. So why it put me in mind of the weekend was last visit to Frankie and Benny's is very well documented on Simon's Boo. But the thing that I also thought, well, they also lost business by putting us in. Well, I booked the table for 5:45, and it wasn't ready till 6 o'clock. And, by which time I thought this is way too late. So we didn't order a starter because it was quite late. And then they were still really slow in serving us. I think we weren't really finished with the main meal before 7. So again, it was, well, now we don't have time to order a dessert either. So had they honoured the time I booked a table and then been really quick, the kids are always up for dessert, so they could have got a bit more business out of us. But they didn't. Another lost opportunity. So, yes. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about? Oh yes, teeth. We did this thing. I think dentists like to do that. They have these plaque staining tablets, and I bought some a while ago, and I thought I just wanted to try this out on the kids because they reassure me every night that I've brushed their teeth and they brushed them properly. But I thought, well, there's nothing like showing up where the plaque is to prove that one. So yeah, we tried that at the weekend because I didn't know how long the effects last. Well, I'm not going to rat out my kids, but yes, it shows up that that one of them does have some deficits. So what happens is, so you have to chew the tablet, and basically your mouth ends up looking like it's Halloween. It's quite scary. And then it turns, I mean, the tongue goes all sort of wonderful colours. And the latest plug, so what you haven't caught that day, goes pink, and anything older than that goes blue. So let's just say that, yeah, I think it was a bit of a wake up call. So they could see where the problem areas are, the ones that they didn't reach that day or the ones that they didn't reach the day before either. So that was very useful. I can recommend that. And I said we're going to do that about once a week or so, just to see how it's going. I know it's very difficult to sort of get the bits down by the gums, which is why we grown-ups like to go to the dentist and have that cleaned properly. But yeah, it really shows, it's scary, and it shows you how important it is to do a good job brushing teeth. And the other thing to do with the kids was the clock change. I am trying to catch up on booze. But I'm trying to sort of, because I forget by the time I record one, so I tend to leave a comment if I can at the time. It's easier. And yes, that's why I also noticed I have to go in, if I'm in Downcast, I have to start playing and then click on the link, and then I'm already in there. If the boo's not played and I just go on the link that it displays in there, then it says, no, please register for audio boo. Yeah. Anyway, where was I? Yes, so Ruth RTK, she was saying about the clock change and how it affected the kids, and how strange that it got up super early on the Sunday and then couldn't wake them up on the Monday, and hours were exactly the same. I mean, Henry was very grumpy on Sunday morning, and Amelia said that he got up at 5. I don't know whether that's true, but he was certainly grumpy as if he'd done. And then on Monday morning, I had to go and wake both of them up, which is really unusual. Henry will occasionally sleep in, but Amelia is always up before we are. So yes, same thing there. And the other thing was also, yeah, we found it really difficult to go to sleep. We go to bed quite late anyway. So yeah, I think it was way past 1 o'clock when I slept on Sunday. I just simply didn't feel tired. But I think we're back to normal time now, so it's all right. It was just that one night. It's really odd. And I'm quite enjoying, yesterday when I came home on the train, I quite enjoyed it being still very bright outside, very light, and the sun was shining. And so that was very different from sort of, a few months earlier when it was night already. So yeah, it does make you feel more alert, doesn't it? And like you want to go out and do stuff. Anyway, so I think that's been a bit of a long boo, but it's sort of a 3-day catch up. Even though this probably most of it is what I would have said on Monday alone. Anyway, so I reckon you're getting quite a good deal. Anyhow, thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.